This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The darkness whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so Robert Barnes is going to be in studio with us tomorrow, I should add that. He's the lawyer for the Covington Catholic school students who were set up, attacked by the Democrats. They had the black Israelites saying we were subhuman. They had people saying we're going to cut your liver out. We're going to kill you. They march over, confront them. The elder gets in their face. But then a week later, Bill Maher says, you deserve it, you're bad. Even after they've been warned, you'll be sued. And then he goes on to say, why do Catholic priests want to have sex with kids? Like, they're not even worth it. So kind of like soft-selling pedophilia. Like, who'd want to have sex with those kids? This is what comedy turned into. Look, he's got free speech. Bill Maher has free speech. I'm just saying he's full of crap, and he knows good and well that these young people didn't do anything wrong, so why would he side with evil? I mean, a week after the media said that they were hoodwinked, they were wrong, he doubles down. Why? Here's the clip.
But the black Hebrews started to mix it up with these Catholic high school kids who were there from Kentucky? Right. Okay. And they were there with a big pro-life march, and then a Native American elder playing a drum got in the middle to mediate. And now it's a big thing, and you know, people saying the kid, I don't blame the kid, the smirking kid. I blame lead poisoning. And bad parenting. And oh yeah, I blame that kid. What a little prick. Smirk face. Please. Like, that's not a dick move at any age to stick your face in this elderly man's. And this smirking kid says he was just trying to defuse the situation. But really? You know what? Next time you get into a fight with your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, try that. Try getting the situation. Yes? Yes, me, this kid should have done what everyone does during a drum solo. Leave. But, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time, I must tell you, around Catholic school children. But I do not get what Catholic priests see in these kids.
So the final frontier is ganging up on people and saying that the kid was in the native elder's face, which is a known fraud. So there he is, relaunching the whole fraud. And I'll play that clip for the lawyer here tomorrow. But Owen Benjamin, you're taking over. But I wanted to get your take on this.
Well, it's people forget that Bill Maher's production company is named Kid Love Productions. And the guy in the past has actually defended pedophilia on his show. I mean, he's a real sick puppy.
Wait a minute. Kid Love is a word that Namble uses. You're kidding.
Google it right now. That's not Bill Maher's production company is Kid Love Productions.
It is Love Productions. Oh my God, Kid Love. Oh my God.
No, he's hiding in plain sight, guys. And so when he makes those jokes, it's not a joke. He's literally gotten himself to the position where he can talk about what children he's attracted to on television. People laugh along like it's a joke.
Well, please, when you take over in 60 seconds on this break, get more into this. Owen Benjamin's more than just a famous censored comic. He teaches me a lot because his dad was in rhetoric and his mom, a bunch of other stuff. And I'm pretty well read, but he just keeps teaching me stuff. Wow, Bill Maher. Folks, North American Man Boy Love Association. The code words they use on Twitter and Facebook are kid love, child love. He named his production company a pedophile term. My God!
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Maher came out Friday night and basically made jokes about who would want to have sex with these Catholic schoolboys when they're not good enough looking for him or whatever. Kind of soft-selling pedophilic garbage, like he always does. And he comes out and says, crap on religion, I hate Christians, I love suicide, I love death. I mean, he talks like he's the devil. He can use the N-word, nobody else can. He's God, he's anointed, he's protected. Well, everybody knows about the North American Man Boy Love Association, how it's accepted by the UN, how the religion of these people is pedophilia. And I was talking to Owen Benjamin, who's taking over right now, and he said, you didn't know his production company is called Kid Love? And if you go to Twitter, Facebook, or anywhere, these pedophile groups call it Kid Love, Child Love, Adults Love Children. And so the fact that he calls it Kid Love Productions, that we're on IMDb Pro right now. That is actually confirmed is next level. So Owen Benjamin, go ahead and take it over.
Yeah, I did a video about this like 5 or 6 months ago on my YouTube channel. It's called Bill Maher's Pedorific and Personal Stories About Financial Freedom. And if people think this whole concept that everything's a joke, there's a clip of Bill Maher right here defending pedophilia. Watch this. This is not satire. This is nuts.
Yeah, let's cue it up at the start and let's go ahead and roll it right now. Here it is.
Week got out, I wanted to bring up this story, which I think was one of the big stories of the week, and I know People magazine agrees with me because they put her on the cover, Mary Kay Letourneau, the teacher from Seattle, who is in jail because she is in love. That's how I view it. I admit that it's unorthodox. She is 35. The boy is 14. He was younger when they started, but the big story
this
week...
Has he been bar mitzvahed?
Have I?
No, is he?
Oh. Okay. But she is pregnant again. That was the story this week. With the second child by this boy. So basically they're having a family and they're keeping the mother in jail because she won't conform to what society feels should be the perfect American family.
Let's stop right there. Owen Benjamin just blew me away. Every time you think you know about all the pedophile stuff, it just gets worse. Started earlier, you know, 1435, they're the guardian of the school, there's an age of consent for a reason, you're contributing to the delinquency of a minor, you don't want to send your kids to school and have 35-year-old women trying to have sex with 14-year-olds, that's abusive. But when she said started younger, I remember it was like 12, this is serious abuse, I remember it, Macron was abused at this age by his teacher, and so this is their whole culture, and here he is, and then he names it kid love, this is incredible.
Oh, yeah, and he was, the condescension is unreal when he's talking about how I call it love. And just because society doesn't conform, there's a reason that we don't want our 12-year-old sons to be able to be predated upon by women in their 30s because they don't have the ability to say no. They don't have the ability of understanding power and understanding all that stuff. And the fact that he defends the predator. And then when you're looking at this Catholic school situation and all that, the guy is a total predator. And people just, there's this misnomer that's happening where people think that someone's coming to save them. And there's no one coming. It's like you have to stand up for this and speak out against it because there's no one coming to save you. Like, this guy is a powerful voice in the narrative, and he is defending pedophilia right in plain sight, and nothing happens to him.
Why would he attack the Catholic schoolboys who had people screaming, "We're going to kill you," all this? It's been known for a week that it was a hoax, that the Native American guy is a scammer who goes around starting fights everywhere, trying to get attention. And so it's known everywhere. Everyone's apologized. He, on purpose, goes on Friday night and doubles down on it all. He's so arrogant.
Well, it's predators like him require shame. They require your eyes to have shame. They require meekness. They require self-hate. And if you don't show it, they hate you for it, and they'll do anything in their power to destroy you. I've experienced that a lot in my life, where the reason that kid, the smirk that launched 1,000 narrative psychosis meltdowns, is because he didn't have shame in his eyes. Yeah, it's like on the left, you have Desmond in this meme. Desmond is a kid that is 9, being paraded around as a drag queen, you know, put in front of old homosexual men who give him money.
Who happen to be convicted axe murderers, who talk about drugging kids, and then Desmond talks about using drugs and looks like he's been in a concentration camp, poor little prisoner.
Yeah, he looks drugged. His parents say he's on the spectrum, and yet he goes on Good Morning America, and they applaud his bravery. And then on the right, you have a good American, just classic American good kid, and he's being decimated. And right there, he's not mocking that moron in front of him. He's just merely saying, "I will not go anywhere. I will stand firm. I have my own honor." And that drives predators insane, because the way predators work is they want you to hate yourself. They want you to have shame. They want to say, if you tell anyone, we'll hurt your parents.
They want to get that initiative over you, exactly, and then silence you. And to be clear, first they moved away. They were trying to go to the bus stop. And we watched the full 30-minute video. We put a documentary out on it, the truth of the Covington kids, the documentary. They march over, and the kids go away about 50 yards towards the bus stop and try to get away. But still, they come back over there. So they'd already pulled back once. But at this point, I'm going to stand my ground.
I love this kid. I mean, what he's doing right there, I can understand how, if it's heavily edited and narrated and stuff, it looks like he could be mocking that guy. But if you know the story, it's the exact opposite. And he was called every name in the book, incest kid, go back to Europe, you know, it just mind blowing stuff. And the Black Israelites crossed every narrative possible with all these pejorative.
They called them fags. They called them homos.
Yeah.
This is, we're going to harvest your organs. They told little black kids that.
And he did the most powerful thing he could do. He just stared straight ahead without fear. And it's fear that these people thrive on, because there's so few controllers, but they're so powerful because people give them their power through shame. Shame is a slave mentality. And one thing to have. You can have regret. You can apologize. I've made mistakes this week that I've apologized for, but that isn't shame. Shame is saying, like, I hate myself, therefore you can own me. And that's what they require to keep power, because there's so few of them and so many of us.
That's right. Their whole system is about getting us into an inferior position, and they're the high priest above us, and they tell us what's fake news, and they tell us who can be on air, and they tell us what words we can use. And to watch this guy banging his drum at some points right in his face,
that's the problem, is I would have probably popped him. That's why this kid's like a hero of mine, because he had the strength, and he also had the strength not to just start beating this guy. Like, there's a good chance right there, just I would have cranked his jaw, and like that would have made me the monster they want. And that's something that I've really worked on over the years, is like that kid gets it. And it's like, and this whole authority thing, it's pretty funny how therapist, if you just put a space in it, it's the rapist. You know, like they're always like, you need a therapist. It's like the rapist. It's just about authority. It's pretty funny, actually, when you have a sense of humor about it.
And people are looking for authority figures, and then the left and the globalists tell us who they are. Well, I didn't mean to crash in on you today. You're just more of an expert on Bill Maher than I am. Obviously, he's a comic. If you want, when you come back, tell us more about Bill Maher, because he's just such a nasty, nasty person.
Filthy. Just filthy. I mean, the guy shows up with these gigantic black, what appears to be prostitutes, potentially trans prostitutes. I don't know, but he would go to the comedy store like that and then talk about, you know, women's rights and stuff. And it's like, he's parading. It just, the disgust level on this guy, you just can't put it into words. And I've done events with him, and just slimy and short, you know?
Well, that's another thing, is that Maher just absolutely loves to deceive people. He lives for that, but then he also always gives himself the moral high ground. So out of all the slime in Hollywood, I mean, he's one of the slimiest, and that's why they love him. Owen Benjamin is taking over. On the other side, we just learned a lot about kid love. Because, again, folks, NAMBLA and all of them always say, it's love. It's just about love. It's love. And when he said that on his old politically correct show, that is an exact NAMBLA propaganda. That is what they say. They say, it's just love. It's just love. We'll be back.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
All right. What's up, dudes? Hi, everybody. That was it was cool to see, to be able to actually bring Alex some info that he didn't know. Usually he's the one who lets me know about stuff that I didn't know. So that was kind of fun. It's a shame it was something so gross, though. Bill Maher, Kid Love Productions, defending pedophilia, attacking children. It's real gross. And I love being a comedian, and I've always loved being a comedian, even though so many comedians have now taken a knee and don't do actual comedy anymore because of political correctness, and they just took the money from Netflix, which is a propaganda wing run by Susan Rice and a lot of just pretty nefarious characters. But here's the beauty of comedy that makes it so valuable in a society is, one, you get to poke at the false idols, the taboos, the sacred cows, and that offers people relief and an ability to not let the world become upside down. And another thing, it can kind of predict the future, you know, like as we saw with, I'm just going to play you guys a song real quick. This is a song I made a little over a year ago, I think. It's called Soy Boy. I just want to analyze one of the lyrics of it. So check this out.
There is a man who's afraid of dairy, and he is proud that his chest never got hairy. On his driver's license, under gender, it says other. His best friend and role model growing up, and still is his lesbian mother. He can't give the D, 'cause he's got low T. Trump tweets gave him PTSD, his pronoun Z, and he sits to pee. He's a BuzzFeed foodie blogger, which means he is unemployed. He always acts bitchy and pissy, 'cause he is bloated from soy. He's a soy boy, and he's so annoyed. He feels no joy from all that soy. Weak, soft, soy hands, a lot of demands.
He's got mammary glands. All right, so that's Soy Boy. You guys can check that out if you want. It's in my YouTube page, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. The point I was making is BuzzFeed just let off a bunch of their quote-unquote journalists. And I say quote-unquote journalists because they're not journalists. I really mean that in the actual way the quotes work. I'm not doing one of those condescending things. They aren't journalists. And so the line, he's a BuzzFeed foodie blogger, which means he's unemployed. So BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, a lot of these places just let off a bunch of these people. And all they do is lie for a living to get outrage clicks. And so the fact I was doing honest comedy is you can predict the future. And I've done other satire that has become real. In fact, right now, the speed in which satire becomes reality is getting faster and faster. Like, I don't even know what is a joke half the time. Like, I did leftist fitness instructor, which is, you know, a leftist fitness instructor where it's just everything is not your fault. And then I like a month later, I read in one of these BuzzFeed things that, fitness is, white privilege or Nazi or white national. I don't know. It's just going so fast that it's tough to satirize because satire is predictive. So anyway, this big meme that's going around that's brilliant is, that these BuzzFeed quote unquote journalists, and I'm going to keep saying quote unquote journalists. I know it might be annoying, but I'm not going to call them journalists. They're not. Let's call them weasels. These BuzzFeed weasels, or we can call them sodomites. I don't know. We'll come up with another name besides journalists. It's more accurate. There's a meme going around that says, learn to code. And it's so brilliant. And these sodomites these BuzzFeed sodomites don't even get the joke. You know, they're like, they're just complaining about people saying, learn to code. In the 80s, 90s, 2000s, learn to code was told to all the coal miners and, truck drivers and other jobs that had been, outsourced or replaced or whatever was happening. The common phrase was learn to code, and these snarky soy boy sodomites were saying it with such glee and such soy induced euphoria, and now it's being put right back at them because in reality my grandfather was a lead miner and one of my best friends is a truck driver, and the reality of those jobs is those men aren't as desperate as people, these soy boys want to believe they are. There's always going to be a need for mining. There's always going to be a need for truck driving. The truck drivers could shut down the American economy in 3 days if they just stop driving. And you can't replace it by AI. That's nonsense. So now you have all these soy boys that are just chugging soy, just pro-sodomy, just constant sodomy, constant soy. And they have no testosterone. They're pumped full of estrogen and they are, condescending and rude and dumb. And not only are they dumb, they have no skills. So they go to school, they get in debt, by being taught lies and false disinformation. And so then they're set loose on the population where they lie and lie and lie and say that Alex Jones is a hate monger and I am, you know, a Nazi dragon. I don't know, whatever they want to say. And so it worked for a little while because people didn't understand it yet and they would click on it and believe it because our society not that long ago had a lot more trust in it. So you looked at the journalists, but these aren't journalists. These are pro-sodomy soyists. And so you would be like, oh, wow, this is shocking news, when in reality it was all lies. And so now that they're out of a job, there's nowhere for them to go. They have no skills. They can't lift a can of soda, let alone a load in a truck. They can't do anything. And so now the very same condescension, you know, you reap what you sow. And the very same condescension that was given to them is now, or that they gave to hardworking Americans is now being given back to them. It's learn to code. And they can't code. They can't do anything. They will just be on the street begging for soy money because they hit this soy apocalypse. And if comedians are allowed to do comedy, you would have seen this coming a long time ago. You know, I saw it coming. There's a reason that I'm gardening and I am establishing tight relationships with my neighbors and I am reading the Bible. It's because it's not predicting the future. It's just inevitable what's coming, and it's inevitable once you realize what is right and what is wrong, the answers are very obvious. And the mainstream will not save you. And if you're waiting for CNN to wake up because of they realize their hypocrisy, or you're going to realize, or people are going to wake up to John Podesta or Hillary Clinton or any of these psychotic child eaters, you'll be waiting a long time. I suggest you grow some kale and read the Bible, because that's kind of the only handbook out of this thing. And, you know, if you're addicted to soy, learn to code. And learn quick, because your soy addiction is going to make your wiener fall clean off your body if you don't get more soy. All right, guys, see you in a bit.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
All right, shout out to DJ Shadow. It's DJ Shadow, Midnight at Perfect World. They got, they have a good taste of music here at InfoWars. I always like the intro songs they use. DJ Shadow, Midnight in a Perfect World. It's a hot track, yo. Hot track. So right now we're going to talk about my experience doing stand-up this past weekend in Canada.
the tragedy that happened in New York with the abortion laws and what it all means and what we can all do to protect ourselves. As they're showing right here, conspiracy queries available at hugepianist.com. You can get all my past specials there. And then my YouTube live streams, I do as many nights as I can. YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Most of the day I spend, preparing my land for crops and chickens and ducks and rabbits and stuff like that. And so I unwind at night and talk to the fine people out there about stuff because it's a great way to stay sane. In the world of actual comedy at this time in our life, you know, and this time in our history when we're getting closer and closer to the full upside down, you know, when family is slavery and slavery is family and tolerance is hate is love, you know, we all see it. And doing stand up in Canada this last weekend in Vancouver, at a Greek Orthodox church, because I sold out a theater and the theater wouldn't let me perform there because I'm a bigot, racist, homophobe. Meanwhile, the things they're doing to Canada to their citizens is unspeakable. And a while ago, I thought that people would wake up to the irony of saying he can't speak because he's a fascist. But they live in that cognitive dissonance. They live in a world of lies and upside down. And for them, it isn't about, oh, is that Justin Trudeau culturally appropriating sodomy? For them, it isn't about truth. It's about power. So when they realize that they're being hypocrites or when they realize that they've contradicted themselves, it does nothing to help you. They just want to make sure no one hears that or silence you. It's real crazy. And once you face the reality of that, then you can start living. Then you can start preparing. Then you can start realizing that they inadvertently made you free. So I go to Canada, and it's sold out, awesome show. And I realize that what I'm doing is illegal. You know, the hate speech laws say you can't dehumanize people or you can go to jail for 2 years. And, of course, that makes no sense. Because it's all subjective. They also have laws where you can't blaspheme Muhammad. They have laws against criticizing Islam. They use the Islam caliphate laws. Oh yeah, there's a great talk I have with this, my friend Angelo. It's called Canada Has Fallen. If you check it out on my YouTube page, he tells a story about, his Greek ancestors that had their whole families killed and sold into sex slavery during the Armenian genocide by our friends, the Muslims. And so, of course, I immediately make fun of Muhammad. I make fun of Justin Trudeau. I make fun of sodomy. And I realize I can go to jail for it. And it was powerful to realize that. And this dude, a really cool guy, who's a lawyer, before I go on stage, I asked him, like, give me an example of dehumanizing a person. And he used the example of comparing Jews to rats, which it wasn't in my set list, but I wanted an exact example. And I was like, well, what if you say they're rat-like humans? I'm not saying Jews are rat-like humans, by the way. I was just curious. And people just started laughing because they realized there's no rhyme or reason to it at all. Like, as someone with a mustache, I can be walking around and it's just like, look, mommy, there's the porno man. I'm like, there's no correlation between having a mustache and making pornographic videos, but yet everyone seems to be okay with just pointing at me and saying, hey, look, mommy, that's the guy that has sex on camera for money. And I'm out with my family. I'm like, no, mustache is actually, there's a proud tradition of mustaches that are not ironic or funny. It's just men have them, and that has nothing to do with porn. But yet I can't point at a Muslim and say, look, they celebrate a guy who married a six-year-old girl and was a warlord on a flying horse. Then I go to jail, even though that's actually true. But yet mustaches are now associated just with pro-sodomy gays and porno stars. And it's obviously funny what I'm saying, I do realize that 20% of the population doesn't understand comedy, and but that's fine. But it's true. It's like to say dehumanizing doesn't mean anything. Everything is dehumanizing in some way. That's how you build yourself back up. Like, so I wrote a bunch of jokes just for Canada. I was like, why did the chicken cross the road? Chicken? The chicken identifies as a goose. Now you're going to prison. Knock, knock. Who's there? Child Protective Services, because you won't let your 12-year-old be trans. Now we're taking your children. How many Canadians does it take to change a light bulb? Technically one, but none can because they've all been broken emotionally by Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau is a pro-sodomy ski instructor with a famous dad and a famous stepdad. You know, his real dad is, of course, Castro, because his mother was real into open borders, if you know what I mean, talking about them legs. And his big dad was a prime minister of Canada. So you have this pro-sodomy, soy-crazed nonsense machine is just taking all the freedoms away from Canadians. They're bringing in another million migrants that don't fit into Canada at all, even though the people don't want it at all. They say that abortion is freedom, and it's just nonsense. He's a self-righteous, sodomy-crazed fascist. And so I'm there doing stand-up, and I got a shiver, you know? And one of the main things that people that have survived the fall of a society or civil war or genocide or all that is the thing to watch out for is don't think it can't happen to you. As Yuri Bezmenov, the guy, the Russian defector, one of my heroes, said, keep America free or else there's nowhere else to defect to. You know, and as I'm in Canada, and I realize that's 5 years away, what Canada now is experiencing, that horror. And if we hadn't gotten Trump in office, we may be experiencing it right now, you know. And when you look at our current American public schools, the fact that New York State just made full-term abortions legal, I mean, that is straight cold Satanism, guys. That is sacrifice to Moloch. And when you hear the screams of joy and clapping and applause of the people in this small group of sick, twisted psychopaths as they make it legal to kill babies up until birth, and then you realize the Vatican allows this, the Pope does not excommunicate Cuomo. In fact, he'll probably give him a high five and a firm pat on the old ass. You realize that the government is not representing us. I'm from New York State, and I don't know a single person who's okay with what they just did. And this is when you're your own God, when you think that you're your own God, you end up sacrificing your own future to Moloch. And that's what's brought me back to religion, is the straight up reality of it. You know, when you see evil, the only way you can really explain it is the existence of God and the existence of biblical truth. Because if not, there's no explanation at all for people sacrificing their own children like this. And when you look at the vagina hats that these women wear on their heads in the women's march, you realize it looks like they're a hat from Moloch. Like, there's horns underneath that hat. That doesn't look like any vagina I've seen, guys. That is a straight-up child sacrifice ritual. All right, something to think about. HugePianist.com. Check me out. Stay in touch. Much love. See you in a bit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life is not just keep identifying snakes without talking about anything good. I get that way sometimes on streams. I know a lot of us get that way because there's so many snakes in the garden. There's so many threats to our way of life that sometimes we can get wrapped up in just talking about, you know, the spirit cooking nature of DC and the child sacrifice, child sex of Hollywood and all this stuff that's eroding our culture. But it's dawned on me recently that one of the reasons that more people don't stand up and do stuff is because they don't have anything to fight for. You know, if you don't have something to live for, you don't have something to die for. And if you are being eroded and you are in that state of mind that nothing matters and your life isn't worth living and, you know, there's nothing in your life that's so good that you're willing to face the wrath of social consequence by saying the truth in a time of chaos, then, you know, there's not going to be enough of us to really do anything. So I think it's important to balance out talking about Bill Maher, Kid Love Productions, New York making child sacrifice legal, all these things. And it's also crazy to me, just real quick about that, and then we'll talk about some stuff worth living for, is people don't understand the story of Roe from Roe v. Wade. You know, that this is a media blackout. So Roe from Roe v. Wade claimed that she was raped, and that was the entire basis for the legalization of abortion in America. Turns out she wasn't raped, and the guilt that what she did, you know, the guilt of what she did weighed on her so heavily that she became a born-again Christian, found Christ, sought forgiveness, and lived her life regretting that decision she made in her life. You know, she was just like what the left always does. They found a vulnerable person or a vulnerable population, and they exploited it for evil. And so when people talk about Roe v. Wade, no one ever talks about interviewing Roe. She's passed away, but she lived the remaining parts of her life, you know, seeking redemption and forgiveness, which is a beautiful thing. And I understand why she would do that, given what the Pandora's box that she opened with that lie heard around the world. And so we see these horrors in life. And one of the reasons that I'm so intense about fighting it and why I can withstand the social scrutiny and the fear and all this stuff is because of my family. You know, I have a wonderful family that I love, and I'm so grateful to have. And I was thinking about, because I still sometimes get sad. Sometimes I feel hopeless in moments. And so I wanted to talk this segment about things we can all do, practices, rituals, if you will. That might be the wrong word, but things that we can do proactively in our life to not go down these holes of nihilism. And bear in mind that socialism requires vice. It requires a society full of vice. That is, you know, Joe Rogan's role is to introduce extreme vice into young males. You know, that he's seen as this alpha male, and that he encourages young men to do drugs and have promiscuous sex and pretend to be a ninja and, you know, DMT and all this stuff. And the reason that that's important for a socialist takeover is because if you have a population that has been just drained by pornography and drugs and sex and all this stuff, they don't fight back. I used to think that people were very prudish and self-righteous when they would say, you know, porn was bad or drugs were bad or promiscuity was bad. I lived a good chunk of my life thinking those people were wrong and that I could do what I wanted, and they were trying to hold back my ability to be free and to experience pleasure. And I then realized what the big picture is, that when you're on that agnostic donkey road, the lazy river of self-gratification, you don't see what's happening around you. And if you just take a few days and stop watching pornography, you know, stop taking opioids, stop having sex with strangers you meet at bars, you will wake up to a world that is frightening, but you're free in it. And one thing that I've noticed about my life is at first I was thinking, you know, when you see the FBI turning on people, when you see our own institutions, our education system is not there to educate, and you feel this sense of like impending doom, but you have something to live for, I started building a fence. You know, if we can't get a wall done with all the money they take from us, What I could do is I could build a wall on my own. And psychologically, it helped me. And I learned how to do something that I wasn't capable of doing before. I've never been good at handiwork. And as I did it, I felt happier. I felt more at peace because I was pushing against the darkness, not just waiting for it. And as I read about certain chemicals in our food and certain things that were happening, I said, well, we should grow our own food. We should have chickens, you know, and we should know where our food comes from. And then as that's happening, I find myself feeling more optimistic. And then it dawned on me that these sick animals, these Satanists, the evil in this world, what it really does is if you face it head on, not only does it not break you, it sets you free. And you realize the shackles of this world of social conformity and self-gratification and selfishness. If you just have to take care of ducks, if you just have to take care of chickens and keep the predators out at night and all that, what it does is it keeps you looking out. And when you're not self-obsessed, when you're looking for the benefit of others, for just a chicken, to keep a coyote away from a chicken, it's that simple. Start small. Start with a plant. Remember to water the plant. What that does is it sets you free. Because then if you're only paying attention to yourself, you know, you just think about like, are my abs good enough? You know, are people going to think my mustache is stupid? You know, stuff like that creates this self-imploding world that ends up becoming satanic. And it all starts with the basics of how you live. And so my advice to you guys is you may not be able to live on a place where you can have a farm or anything. We don't have a ton of land, but we have enough. I moved out of Los Angeles because my big awakening started when I realized that I loved my children at the time, just my pregnant wife, more than myself. And I would sacrifice fame and money and accolades for their benefit. And that was the spark that started this whole thing in my life. And that woke me up to the trans kid thing and the abortion thing and wars and all this stuff. It all started by simply looking out. And that's why it's about action. And so when you just grow something, right now I'm focused on raised bed gardening. You know, I go down these rabbit holes. I realize Bill Maher is most likely alleged, whatever I have to say to not be sued, pedophile. And I can just focus heavy on that. Or I can focus part of the time on that. Don't be an escapist. Don't pretend that these things aren't real. Don't not follow through on your duty as an adult male in a society to alert the other people of snakes, but focus on a new hobby, focus on growth. And the beauty about farming and the beauty about growing is it implies that there will be a future. And I've had darkness in my life and depression and stuff years ago, you know, my whole life, my whole family has elements of it. And, the best thing out of it isn't drugs. It isn't any of that stuff. It is preparing for the future, preparing to grow something. It innately tells your subconscious that there will be a future. And before you know it, you're smiling and you're having a good time, because if we just focus on the conspiracies that are real and that are taking down our society, we're not being the best fathers we can be, the best husbands we can be, the best citizens we can be, you know, and I'm saying this as someone who's fought it and someone who's seen it in themselves. I'm not saying this from a authoritarian position. That's not good for anyone. You know, our strength comes from the family unit. And so focus on that and focus on growing something. And then when you attack a snake, you have real power behind the blow to kill that snake. Much love, everybody. Hugepianist.com, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. I will see you soon. I'll be back. And I'm going to be growing.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're bringing back